You've been listening to a special presentation here on KYMN Radio, The House of Mysterious Secrets, which is a production of Rolf Haas, who is joining us right now. I know we've had a number of people call in with questions, and we'll get to those in just a moment. And if you have more questions about the composition or about Rolf, feel free to call the KYMN studios at 645-5695. That's a 507 area code. Rolf, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you so much. That was special to hear.
I just love the whole production of this. And we've got some questions. We'll probably start off with a couple of mine, if you don't mind, and we'll get to, we have some questions from also our listeners as well.
That sounds great. But before we start that, sure. I have to say it. I forgot to say it in the intro. But I really owe a special debt of gratitude to a few special people for making this happen today. This was really special for me, and I hope it, you know, my goal with this was to bring people together and bring us all together so that we can all be here at this moment, present. And those people are, I really have to thank you, Jeff. I really want to thank you. You made this possible. This is the first time this has ever been heard today. KYMN exclusive, and it's thanks to Jeff. And so I really thank you so much, Jeff, for this. The second person is my cousin, who did the whole sound, and I think he just did a terrific job. His name is Alec Wells. And then I want to thank Chris Brunel, who played the piano, played with me for this project. He was the pianist in the Goretzky pieces. And I just thought he did a fantastic job as well. And then the final person I want to thank is my grandpa, Harry Nordstrom, whose violin I play on. He was a music professor, violin professor at Carleton for many years. And he's 97, and he is recovering from a bit of a head injury. And this is very special to me, and I want to dedicate this to him, because the music that was featured in this show was music I worked with him on. He taught me this music all of last year, and he had his injury in the very end of December. So this is very special to me for that reason. And so this is dedicated to him. But thank you to you all.
And we'll start off with, I guess I said we were going to ask my questions first, but no, we're going to start off with one of the listeners' questions. And I didn't get a name on this, and I apologize for our listener, but thank you very much for calling in. And they stated that this sounds very much, while it is kind of universal in its appeal, it does sound very like a personal journey almost in nature. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's cool. That's a really interesting insight. I wanted to I didn't want to give too much of an intro because I just wanted to let it speak to you however that it spoke to you. But to me, that's definitely, I was thinking of a journey. The metaphor I referred to at the beginning in the intro was this idea that comes from the music of repetition and memory, because all of that stuff, as you notice, the music was repetitive somewhat. And it was all always like based on it, just on the concept of variation. So like the Bach would have the first part, and then the second part was related to that first part. And it really led me to this idea of memories and how in all of our lives we have these moments, which I tried to tell in those stories and in the interview, in the seance interview. Where we're at those moments where our memories can either hold us back or they can spur us forward. And that's how, in the end of the day, how we make new memories. So it's a journey in this house of your own head and the memories of, you know, confronting that and being able to hopefully move towards something new. And so it definitely is a journey, and I'm really glad you thought of that it's a journey in nature, because it's really like, you know, a sort of a universal life, like part of being alive for all of us. And it was inspired by a lot of walks in the arb. I had a lot of good musical ideas with interpretation.
Walks in the arb. you know, we have another listener question. This one is from Ellen. It has to do with kind of the same thing. So I'm going to follow through with this. And I think it really has to do probably, I'm guessing on what Ellen was thinking, but with the last year, we've had the pandemic and you haven't been able to play and perform in front of people, which is, you know, the lifeblood of so many musicians. Did you find this to be somewhat cathartic? Did it help you get through that process?
I absolutely did. That's a great question. And I realized as I was making this more, it really, to me, is so poignant for my own life today, being able to make this and being able to show this to you all and have all of you listen, because it we're confronted with that very same thing right now. You know, I feel a lot of stress, and I'm sure all of you do, a lot of you do too, about this pull of wanting to return for what it was, and then it might limit you from seeing something that could be better from this. Like, you know, in each of our lives. And so it was very cathartic and very poignant. And I, in trying to reflect in a little bit of a detached way, so I'm not so involved in the process of making this, I realized that this was really a product of this time. I think you're exactly right. It was born out of 2020.
Let's move into a couple of other questions, and I want to talk, first of all, our listeners here, for the most part, are probably in the state of hockey, and the name Gretzky, when they think of the name Gretzky, they may not think of a composer as the first name, but explain a little bit about Gretzky and what where he came from, you know, he's a Polish composer, but his lifetime, the events of his lifetime probably had a huge effect on his music, and you obviously have drawn some inspiration and have been inspired by him. Tell us more about Gretzky. Yeah,
that's true. So he was born, I believe, in 1933 in Poland. He lived through World War II in Poland. And, you know, intense and horrific is not a strong enough word of what he lived through. And also then, as happened in that seance, as he said in that seance, his mother died when he was young. And so he was really like one of these self-made, self-taught. I have to say that he, before this generation, his generation in Poland, his generation in Poland with a few other composers, really helped through their own hard work and grit, helped open up the world for future classical musicians in Poland. Sort of like, you know, the old NBA generation opened the way for people to do it, like how it is now, as a gigantically successful job. He was one of that generation for classical music in Poland. And through, like I said in the seance, incredible hardships, he was kind of a recluse. And as you heard in his music, the middle piece, the most aggressive one, was an early work of his. But as he got older, his music became much more just as intense, but like with an inward intensity. And he was fortunate to have success with one of his symphonies, his third symphony in particular, which was the first piece that I had heard from him. But he was one of those kind of people that didn't really care about that. And he would much rather stay in his cabin that he built with the money that he made from that symphony, the success of it, in the mountains, in like the middle of nowhere in the southern Poland. And I just wanted to say one cool thing that I had a lot of fun doing this for that seance, that middle part, which was with Gretzky, is I didn't write any words for him. He did very sparing interviews. He didn't do very many, but I read them all and looked them up, and I wanted what the ghost said in that scene to be his own words. So those were all his own words, just reorganized for my questions. those were all his words.
As you had mentioned, he died in 2009 or 2010 or somewhere in there. Did you ever have a chance to meet him in your lifetime or experience any of his music, any type of live performance or anything?
I never did with him. I never met him. He actually never, he went to LA once when he was like towards the end of his life. But other than that, he stayed in Poland. Mm-hmm. So he's just an incredible person. I did, my first experience with music was in the Greater Twin Cities Youth Symphonies growing up when I was concertmaster of that. And when I was in high school, we went on a Eastern European tour and we played that third symphony that I mentioned. And I remembered it always because it hit so deeply in my heart. It was such a profound piece. That was my first experience with his music live, was playing it. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on from the music for just a moment and talk about the voice work. Who did all the voice work? Was that you? Did you have some help? Were there different actors?
That's me.
That's all that's you. Have you had any experience on the stage or doing voice work before?
Actually, no. I don't. It was just me. Wow. My imagination.
Yeah, this is my comment. Wow, well done. You know, I listen to, I like to listen to old radio plays and such. In my years in radio, I've had, I've listened to a lot of those things. And boy, the way you nail the voices and everything, and just with the articulation of your idea, it came through in the voices that you did. So well done, and well done on the as far as the sound and the mixing and everything goes on the technical aspect of it. Well done. Wow.
Thank you so much, Jeff. That really means a lot. And I know Alec is listening, I know, and I know it means a lot to him, too. That really means a lot to me, Jeff. It was really a fun process, I have to say. And like you, I also love those old radio things. So mm-hmm. This is indebted to that as well.
Wow. The process that you have gone through in making this and writing the words and putting everything together, does it make you want to do more? Is this a new direction which you may be going into?
It is. So actually, and I'm glad you brought it up, because this is something that I have a newfound inspiration from doing this. And so this is the first one of a series. I want this to be, this is sort of my take on a recital series, actually. And I want this to continue. I already have ideas for the next one. This is definitely going to continue. This was conceived in movie form, and I was so glad we were able to adapt it to the radio. Mm-hmm. But you know, eventually I can envision this being able to be done live. Mm-hmm. So this is my take on a recital series, and it will definitely continue.
and we should make note to our listeners, because we haven't mentioned this, that was not the finished product. You're still working on this, and there is going to be a visual element to this. Talk about the video and how that is going.
There is. It's going great. So I'm actually in New York right now recording just later today the Elgar Piano Quintet. But after that's done, I'm going to go in and I have all the scenes finished in their individual form, but now I'm going to put it together and get the transitions right. But that's almost done as well. And it's a movie, you know, I'm not a filmmaker, or I am not experienced with camera work. So I tried to really just do this, and it actually came through in the radio version quite well. I tried to do it in a very old school, kind of quirky way with all sorts of weird things that happen, and that's what the video is like, and I hope it will be entertaining. There's some parts where I laugh.
now, who is it the same group of people helping you with the video? Are there more, do you have videographers or anybody else helping you out with this?
It's just been me, mm-hmm. and Alec has helped me with that too, but it's this whole process has really just been me, and then Alec with the sound, and with some technical help with the editing. And Chris on the piano. So this has been, I have very much of a newfound respect for directors and for you too, Jeff. Of course, I always respected you, but I have even more now, because it is hard to do live radio. You're amazing at it. And it's hard to, as a director, to keep track of everything and to be able to, there were so many decisions. That was the thing that took the longest, was all the creative decisions.
Yes, the editing and what to edit out and what to edit in and what that is really, it's can really drive you crazy sometimes, but it's a good kind of thing.
Yeah, for
our listeners out there, once again, we're talking with Rolf Haas. He is the person behind the House of Mysterious Secrets, what you've just heard here on KYMN Radio. So a question that I have, and I would imagine our listeners have probably kind of picked up on the same thing. You're going to have the video element of this. This seems to be something that might naturally transfer to the stage. Do you envision sometime in the future, maybe giving a performance of this? And just tell us about that direction.
I do. That would be really cool. For future projects, I had definitely thought that. And now having heard it today, with you all, I see what you mean, and that would be really fun. I think that would be quite a endeavor for myself in order to do that all in a row, but I would love that challenge. I think that would be really cool.
In the meantime, the video is going to come first before any theatrical production of this, but for our listeners out there who would like to see the video along with this, have you had details yet on how that might be distributed, or will there be a concert? Has that been decided yet?
That has not been decided yet, and part of my idea for this kind of a project was, as far as the presentation goes, was, I don't know, as far as bringing people together, I thought back to when I was a kid and when we would go to movies or when we would, listen to radio shows or something like that. And so with that in mind, I wanted to try to find venues, and I'm looking at venues here and there who would be open to doing a pop-up showing, so that people can gather together. Obviously, I don't know what that will look like or when that will happen with COVID, but that is definitely a plan, and it would be a pop-up that I think maybe people can email me, and I can put them on the mailing list, and then I would send out a couple days notice, and it would be sort of one of those secret pop-up sessions, like a pop-up shop.
Movies.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that, and I thought that would be a fun way of bringing people together.
Wow. Yeah, that does sound very interesting, and I'll talk to you about that when we're off the air a little bit. I have some ideas when you were talking about that. We have another, getting kind of away from that, away from the production, but another question that a couple of people have is the future of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. You're the violin player with the SPCO. Yeah. The governor has lifted some of the restrictions now. Are there plans of getting some rehearsals and maybe a live performance schedule together yet? Have you heard anything on that front?
Well, actually, there is some chamber music going on right now, actually. I'm not involved with it personally, but I know that they are doing some chamber music, some small groups outdoors, actually. Some small chamber groups, I should say, with a few players outdoors. And that is ending usually when our season ends in the middle of June. But it's going on now. I think there's three, when I looked last, I think there was three. So you should check out their site, the sbco.org. And they are playing outdoors. And then they've been doing some chamber music virtual concerts. And as far as the full orchestra, I'm not qualified to speak, to give an announcement. Mm-hmm. But I am hopeful that in the fall, we can play in the Ordway again. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm not qualified to speak on that. But again, I think the website is our friend in that way.
All right. Well, this whole pandemic is uncharted territory for everyone. So
yeah.
We can certainly understand that. Once again, Rolf Haas is with us. And Rolf, for our listeners out there, I can see you through this Zoom, but we don't have a camera within our radio studios here. Okay. So you can't hear me. So I can see. And Rolf is, before we went on the air, he was just deeply into the music that was playing and into it. And now I can see the smile on your face, and you have, this is a wonderful production. You've done a great job, and you certainly do have good reason to be proud.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. It means a lot. Yeah, I was grinning so much while this was happening. This was just incredible to see it come to life.
And this is just the beginning of its life. So may it live long, and may we see some future versions of this in installment number two, perhaps, sometime.
Exactly. But that will happen.
All right. We're out of time. Rolf, thank you so much. I'll give you one last chance, though. Is there anything that you'd like to say to our listening audience before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And it was really a pleasure, a distinct pleasure and a deep pleasure to be here with you all present at this moment. And we're all doing that and listening to that. And that's exactly what I was going for. That was my dream when I first had this spark of an idea in my head, driving back from New York to Minnesota. So I just really want to thank you for making that a reality.
Well, yes. Once again, we want to thank you for this. Has been great radio. It's been wonderful radio. So that's what we try to provide to our listeners. And this is something new and different for us. And we certainly, hopefully it won't be the last one, because it's a wonderful show. We certainly appreciate that. We'll keep in touch. Once you get the video and everything put together, let us know where people can see it and what is going on with that. And we'll keep in touch, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Jeff, and thank you all.
Thank you, Rolf. Hold on to the line here for just a moment.
Okay.
Once again, Rolf Haas, who created that whole production of, once again, it's called The House of Mysterious Secrets. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. And now back to our regular programming.